Industry and the Music Lives, episode 22. Today I am joined on the line with Irish DJ and producer Seamus D. You may all know him, guys. Look him up on Instagram. Absolutely savage. He's here on the line to chat to me now all about the music life and also his new track, Like That. How are you getting on, Seamus?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Hey, Seamus. It's great to have you on here today to chat about the music life and your new track, Like That. I'd say it's unreal. And about the views it's got as well and stuff like that. Tell me about that, Seamus. How was it going for you?
Yeah, it's doing very well. It got officially released through Sony Columbia on the 10th of December. So it actually was released before then. It was released February of last year. And it was doing all right. Like, I wasn't getting like mental views on it. And a good mate of mine, Larkin Mills, he actually put it on his TikTok and it started getting really good views on that. And it started getting noticed over in the likes of England and stuff. And it kind of just blew up from there. A lot of people got in touch with me. And then when a few different labels got in touch, and then when I was in talks with labels, it actually got taken out of copyright because obviously it's a Rihanna vocal. Yeah, so then when it got taken down, and the label was just saying, like, there's no point of actually putting it back up until they release it. So, yeah, I signed the contract, got put out, and now hopefully it gets into the charts. That's the aim of it. Okay, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's unreal, because I actually do be doing a few lives on my TikTok and stuff, and I do be shouting you over, look at this new track, Like That, and it does be hopping, like, it really does, and it's such a great track, I mean, and it's savage, so well done on that, man, and keep it up, like. Absolutely. And like, going back to Seamus, like, how did you start DJing then from a young age and stuff like that? Tell me about how your DJing started and stuff like that.
Yeah, I started DJing 9 years ago. So it would have been, I don't know, like 14, 15 maybe when I started DJing.
God.
Now I've only kind of got into producing within the last, say, 3 to 4 years. Not something I've done from the start. And one of the main reasons why I did start producing was I noticed like, I was DJing and doing loads of gigs, but it was the people who are making music and had a big name for themselves were the ones that were getting the big money. Because I don't know what it's like down the country, but in Dublin, all the club scene, like, money is fantastic in it. It's like parties.
Right, I get you, yeah.
But the likes of do a club gig and all, you're getting little to nothing. Unless you have a name behind you. If you have a name behind you, then that's something to work on. So that's kind of what gave me that push to kind of dabble more with the producing side of things than just the DJing.
Absolutely, that's unreal. And like I know with the COVID and all, our gigs have kind of stopped here right now in Ireland and stuff, the nightclubs and stuff. But I'd say before that, I'd say, like, you were just so busy. Like, I'd say you were out a couple of days a week, couple of nights a week. Like, I'd say you were
flat out. I had a few, one or two weekday residencies. I used to do Tuesday nights in Everly. And then I used to do Wednesdays and Thursdays sometimes in Capital. And then I'd have the weekends where I'd be doing like parties and some club gigs. I DJed in the Grand Social. I used to DJ in Sin before they got closed down. I DJed in Tivoli and a few other big clubs around. I got a good anyways just before COVID, and then everything kind of like quieted down then. And
mental.
Yeah,
that is mental. Like, and what's the plan like going forward for you then, Seamus? Like, when the COVID kind of stops, are you going to keep going? Are you going to go like international, regional? Are you going to stay here in Ireland? Or
that's the goal. So it's kind of every DJ's goal, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I have done about the summer before COVID started, I done say like half a season over in Ibiza, and the summer before that, I done a season over in Santa Ponsa. So I was kind of pushing, kind of start doing that, and then it kind of like everything just went to shit from there.
Oh, God. And tell me about Ibiza. Like, I'd say that was such a good buzz over there, was it? Like,
Ibiza is some spot, and it's a big difference from Santa Ponsa, because I done Santa Ponsa the year before, and Santa Ponsa, it's full of Irish. Everybody's just fresh out of school, and like, it was good. Like, it was good. But Ponza is tiny. Like, there's two big nightclubs and that's it, really. There's other pubs. And that's kind of the bones of it. Whereas when I went to Ibiza, it's the whole island. Like, it's literally, like, most of the big clubs actually aren't in the place where everybody stays. Everybody kind of stays in San Antonio. But most of the big clubs are, like, 20-minute taxis away. Like, it's mental.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's unreal. And like, when do you think the clubs will kind of be back open here in Ireland, Seamus? When do you think they'll be back open here? Like, you'd be hoping in the next maybe 2 months or even less, would you think, like that?
I'm wishful. I don't want to say like what I do have planned for this year, but I'm hopeful that it can get back open around March.
Yeah, absolutely.
There'll be a lot of things that got going on in March, but...
Yeah, no, absolutely. And especially like with summer coming in now as well, you'd want the clubs to be back open and everyone like having the summer as well and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Be absolutely savage. Yeah, it'd be great. And like, what's your favorite genre in music, Seamus? What's your favorite genre?
It's kind of 50-50, right? I love house music and I also love techno. I love going to techno gigs. I love techno festivals. I do sometimes produce techno, but I don't release it. I only release house. Now, I will play techno at gigs. I have done techno gigs and full techno gigs, but it's house that, known for, and it kind of works for me. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I push.
Absolutely. And, like, when you were younger, Seamus, like, what was the DJ you looked up to when you were younger? Like, Jay's... I'd love to be that lad on the decks in Ibiza or in Ministry. Tiesto,
Tiesto, and I looked up to Carl Cox as well, and I actually got to meet him. I got to meet him at Creamfields in 2018 because I was over there. I went over with my girlfriend and another friend, but a mate of mine, you know, Robbie G.
Yeah.
He was actually DJing over there as well. So when we went over, I was supposed to go on the Saturday and the Sunday, but Robbie brought us over on the Friday. So me and him went on the Friday, and I got an art class. So like, we were back there, like there was like MK and Fatboy Slim, Carl Cox, and Patrick Topps just walking around. It was mental.
It's unreal, isn't it? Like the life of a DJ. Like I even see, like it's just unreal. Like the vibes on the decks and. Everyone on the dance floor having a good time, like, and dancing to your tunes, basically. It's a dream, really, isn't it?
Within the last year, I've been releasing decent music that I think, but I haven't got that full time where I've like played a set of all my music because, like, there's not really any gigs out there. So I haven't got that like excitement of playing on my own tracks and everybody loving it. I've got videos sent to me from like abroad over in England and stuff and over in Spain, but I haven't got that myself yet. So I am looking forward. That is a big thing when COVID is over that I am looking forward to.
Savage, Shane. You're a legend, man. Absolutely savage. And like, what's your favourite festival here in Ireland?
In Ireland? Only been to Boxed Off and Barn Dance. I was meant to go to Life. And with COVID, life got pulled, so I never went to it.
Yeah.
If we was to pick out both of them, I'd say Boxed Off, probably over.
Would you ever like playing at Electric Picnic? Would you ever like playing at that?
I would play at any festival.
Savage.
I'm all over it.
And just the very last thing, Seamus, like for any young DJ out there. Looks to get into DJing. What's the best advice you would give to any young DJ out there? To get their name out there and absolutely something like that.
Networking big time because I was having this conversation with a good friend of mine there only recently. There's a lot of DJs and producers out there that are unbelievable, like really good, like skill wise, like that are producing tracks that are unreal but aren't noticed. And then there's other producers putting stuff out, and because they have a good network or they have good contacts, I'm not putting anybody down, but what I'm saying is there's some people there that are very, very underrated that don't get a look in, and then there's other people with just because they have the right friends and the right people to talk to, they're getting them big gigs, they're getting them big record deals, they're getting everything. Do you know what I mean? So
network. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, networking is a big thing now because, like, social media is through the roof now. Everyone is on it, especially with the restrictions coming in again. Like, it's getting so big. And the likes of TikTok and all now as well, it's such a big platform, if you know what I mean. And the likes of Instagram is getting bigger and bigger as well. Like, it's just mental, really.
Yeah, but that's what, like, that's what any advice I would have for anybody is network, and then obviously practice. That's the other thing as well.
No, absolutely. Practice makes perfect. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look, it's been amazing to chat to you. And for anybody who doesn't know, Seamus, lads, check out his Instagram page and his new track, Like That. It's available now on all platforms, so go check it out. It's an absolute tune, an absolute bop. And yeah, check out his page and everything like that. Thanks so much for coming on, Seamus.
Cheers, man. Appreciate you bringing me on. Thank you very much.
See you soon.
See you later, man. Bye.